For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The House and the Senate are a weekend session amid a partial government shutdown centered on President Trump's demand for billions of dollars for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said no further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement to resolve this.
Push the pause button until the President, from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
Chuck Schumer then took to the Senate floor and told the president he has to give up on his $5 billion wall. He says there are three proposals on the table, two from Democrats and one from Republicans. The president hosting a lunch to discuss border security amid the shutdown, some of those attending members of the Freedom Caucus, which supports the wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Brett McGurk, special presidential envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, had been planning to exit his post in February of 2019, but sources tell CBS News that he informed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that he'll accelerate his departure due to a strong disagreement with President Trump's snap decision to withdraw 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria, effectively abandoning U.S. allies in the region. McGurk submitted his resignation on Friday, just one day after Defense Secretary James Mattis quit his post, citing fundamental disagreements with the Commander-in-Chief. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports flu activity is increasing across the nation. More from John Clements.
That activity is now reported in six states plus Guam, with another 18 states reporting regional flu activity. Young children are bearing the brunt of the flu this season, with reports of seven children who have died from the flu. About 7.7 per 100,000 children under the age of five have been hospitalized, while across all age groups, the rate is 2.9 per 100,000.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two people are in custody for suspected criminal use of drones in the Gatwick Airport case that had threatened to delay holiday travel for tens of thousands of passengers. British police say the two were arrested early this morning. Drone sightings had repeatedly forced the closing and reopening of the airport. Police claim a sophisticated drone operation has been targeting the airport to cause maximum disruptions during the holiday rush. The list for the most mispronounced words is out, and USA's Winnie King has a few tongue twisters.
The Bible Language app says many people had a difficult time with the Democrat from Texas,
Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
Another tongue twister, Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was murdered in Turkey. The official language of Wakanda in the movie Black Panther is Isikosa, and the offensive tackle who helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl is
Halefulavati Baitai.
Although the Major League Baseball Players Association says the average Major League baller's salary dropped this year for the first time since 2004 and for only the fourth time since record-keeping began 50 years ago, it's hard to feel sorry for them. The union says the average salary of $4,095,686 is down about $1,400 from last year. This year's survey was based on the 968 players on Major League rosters and disabled lists as of August 31st. A New Jersey high school wrestler was forced to cut his dreadlocks on the court before a match or be disqualified. That despite the team's hair never being a problem in previous matches. The referee, Alan Maloney, has been accused of racism before, and some wonder if this is another racist act. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.